This is Ted Nguyen doing an audio podcast via Audioboo, and I'm here in Santa Ana at a really unique store, and it's a really unique concept as well that's been around for a long time. So I'm going to introduce a special guest. So tell me your name and tell us what store we're in right now.
My name's Acacia Phillips, and I'm the co-owner of Shutter Plus Light. We're an analog camera shop in Santa Ana. We focus mostly on vintage Polaroids that we refurbish and get ready for sale again. We also have toy cameras here at the shop, too. This is a real passion. I work with my boyfriend, actually, Todd Clapp. We opened the shop in November of last year, of 2012, and really just get to kind of put our heart and soul into it. The main focus that we do is specifically with Polaroids. So we refurbish Polaroids, everything from the original folding SX-70s to some of the newer Sun 600s that came out in the 80s.
Right. And, you know, it really caught my eye is the retro look and feel of it. It really harkens to the good old days and what we think of, you know, is the good old days for Americana sometimes, you know, especially when our lives have become so complicated in the digital world. And so it's kind of refreshing to actually go back a little bit and just kind of see these products and these things that have captured memories for us, you know, when we're little. So is that something, part of the appeal, do you think, for a lot of people?
Well, the one thing that we talk to people about first when they walk in or if they found us, maybe one of our social media sites, is analog photography is not about point and click and shoot and shoot and shoot and shoot. You really can't do the same type of photography that you do with your phone or that you do with a digital camera. You have to be more conscious about what you're looking at and what you want to take an image of. So it really does slow you down, mm-hmm. and images are more special that way.
Mm-hmm. So can you give us some advice as far as, you know, for amateur photographer that's really interested in doing this rather than the click, click, click on the digital thing that they can delete, delete, delete? You know, what are some tips that you can offer to slow it down and make sure that you have the right quality as opposed to the quantity?
Well, it's really about first being thoughtful about the image. So know what you want to take a picture of. Be conscious of the colors that you're taking pictures of and how close you are to your actual subject. The other thing is know the film. The Impossible Project film is a little bit different than the original Polaroid film was. So it's important to test out a shot, let it develop completely. It doesn't develop like the old film does. It takes about 30 minutes total for the film to develop. So use your first image as your test shot and then go back using the same settings on the camera and you're able to shoot the same type of image.
So, you know, I think a lot of people don't realize that there's a vintage industry and a lot of, enthusiasts that are gravitating, you know, toward this. Why do you think, it is? And then secondly, you know, what does that speak to as far as, you know, what's happening with the world?
Well, I mean, I think the interest in vintage has a lot to do with the reduce, reuse, recycle. You know, as we become more conscious about what's happening around us and what we're doing to the earth, I think people are thoughtful about, you know, what are some of the older technologies that I can use? You know, I have friends now that can their own food and that make their own bread at home, and this is really similar. It's going back and using an older technology that really simplifies things. You have to be more thoughtful about what you're doing. But it's also completely brand new. I mean, the Polaroid factory shut down their last film factory in 2006. So it's almost like it's an aged technology that went away completely for an entire generation or two, and now it's come back and it's completely refreshed.
And so can you tell us the process of the refresh? You know, what does it mean, and what does it mean for the consumer to take advantage of?
You mean, what does it mean?
Yeah, for, you know, for the, you know, the film, it's been refreshed, and so, you know, how can we as consumers take advantage of that? I know it's still being developed.
Yeah, the Impossible Project continues to do a lot of work. They own one factory that they bought that was the last Polaroid factory, and they've gone through several iterations of film. Their newest film is the Color Protection film, and it's available in both the SX-70, it's called PX-70, and the 600 camera varieties. The color on this is definitely the most intense. Like I said before, there's a developing process to it, you know, that you basically can watch on your own. It takes about 30 minutes, but really it's just buy the film, put the film in the camera, test your first couple of shots, and see what kind of pictures you can make.
Yeah. What kind of reaction are people having, as you're, at the store as well as, you know, as you're out and about in the community, you know, what kind of response are you getting from people?
It's 100% positive. You know, everybody that interacts with the store, either here or maybe at one of the shows that we do, it's positive. They think, oh, wow, I had a Polaroid, or my parents had a Polaroid, or I remember my grandfather's Polaroid. So there's this immediate nostalgia that brings it close to home and makes it very, very personal to people. And that's something that's neat to be a part of.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm seeing a lot more people interested in photography. They're trying it out. They're testing it. You know, I think a lot of it has to do with, you know, Instagram and people really utilizing Instagram and just having fun with it and learning and taking better photos as a result of that. So going offline now and using a technology from the past, you know, you said that it's really important to be thoughtful about taking the time to know what you want and experiment a little bit. But other advice or tips or steps that you would recommend to those people that are you know, that are using this technology, and for them, you know, especially for the millennials, because they didn't grow up with any of this, it's new for them, and it's a new and an old kind of charming way.
Yeah, fortunately, there's a ton of resources available online, whether it's social media sites. You know, we've got a couple of different handles. We're on Facebook, Instagram, our webpage, and we really try to educate our customers and really the community, quite frankly. You've also got a lot of other resources that are online, too, that will teach you how to use the film. If you've got a troubleshooting, you know, shot that you want to work on, there's a lot of resources online. My favorites are The Impossible Project, because we use their film, and also there's a bunch of Flickr groups with really impassioned Polaroid followers that have tested and tested and tested.
Right. So can you name some of those groups?
Todd would be a better person to recommend on there. Usually, though, if you just go on and search for Polaroid, you'll find a plethora of people on Flickr.
All right. And so last question, you know, what is your plans as far as, you know, you just opened the store, what's the next step?
Well, we've, in addition to doing the Polaroid and the toy cameras, we also just opened within the shop a tintype portrait studio. Mm-hmm. And tintypes are a Civil War era image that is actually printed, or not really printed, it's developed directly on an aluminum plate. Mm-hmm. So at one point in time, images were being shot and they were being laid on glass. Mm-hmm. And frankly, glass was just too fragile. Mm-hmm. So they made the step and they started doing the aluminum plates. And it's really neat. It's the process is actually pretty simple. You use a photosensitive emulsion that's coated, that coats the plate. Then we drop it in a silver bath. And so Todd puts it in his 4x5 camera, takes a single image. It takes about a 30th of a second to take the actual image now, and it comes out. And when it comes out, there's this amazing silver tone to your skin and to the background. It's just, they're lovely. They're beautiful.
So this is you, isn't this you?
That one's me.
Yeah,
yep.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. You can see that, you know, your eyes really kind of pop in the images. And, you know, everyone is different. Each plate is its own negative. Mm-hmm. The only way you can duplicate it is to scan it and put it online or put it electronically.
Right. So it really is a unique work of art as well. So it's beautiful. You know, so where can people find you, and, you know, physically as well as online?
Physically, we have a shop in Santa Ana. We're at 189 East City Place Drive. We're actually right across the street from the Main Place Mall, and we share a parking lot with Mother's. Online, you can find us at Shutter Plus Light, Shutter Plus spelled out, Light spelled out, .com. We're also on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter.
Okay. And what's really also unique is you have the storefront on the bottom or the main floor, and then you actually live upstairs, right? So it's kind of a live-work community here, so which is really cool.
Yeah, it's really interesting. This is the first live workspace that we've ever lived in. You know, initially we were a little nervous about, gosh, we don't have a place for our cute little chihuahuas to run around, but this is such a great community and such a really neat, interesting group of businesses that are here too. It's been wonderful.
All right, well, thank you again, and tell us your name and the name of the business.
This is Acacia Phillips with Shutter Plus Light.
All right, well, thank you so much.
Thank you.